it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Adrian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Remind us, please, of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. I said, name a famous actor, first and last names, remove the last letter of each name, and you'll be left with an animal and an adjective that describes that animal, respectively. Who is the actor? Well, I'll tell you, more than 200 people sent in the answer Red Fox, making R-E-D and F-O-X, but that's not right because the animal had to be come from the first name and the description after. The correct answer is Rami Malek, R-A-M-I-M-A-L-E-K, making ram and male.
Well, we got over 500 correct responses, and the winner this week is David Kirkpatrick from Beaumont, Texas. Congratulations, David, and welcome to the show.
Why, thank you very much.
Tell us, how did you figure this one out?
Well, I started looking at animals, and I went on through there and said, well, what about farm animals? You got horses, you got colts, you've got steers. So sheep, rams, rammy, that sounds familiar to me. So I went back to the internet, popped right up, and there it was.
Those are some good problem-solving skills. They're going to serve you well today, I think.
I hope.
All right, David, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, David and Adrian, every answer today is a word or name with the syllable may in any spelling somewhere inside it. For example, if I said judgment or opinion of something, you might say estimation. So may is always inside, and here's number one, the T of BLT.
That's tomato.
Tomato. Apologies to everyone who says tomato. Number two is a spotted dog.
Dalmatian.
That's it. The love of setting fires.
Pyromaniac.
Excellent. Specialty of Disney Studios.
Now that would be a cartoon.
Right, yeah. And what's another term for that?
I'm drawing a blank here.
Starts with A-N.
Animation.
Animation, is it? Good job. Country whose capital is Bucharest.
Bucharest, that's Eastern Europe, Bulgaria, Romania.
You got it. Island state of Australia.
That's Tasmania.
Good. Facts and figures.
Facts and figures. That's data, that's statistics.
Right. Another synonym for that. What a news program is full of.
It depends on which station is as to what they're full of. Can you give me a better hint, please?
Yeah. Starts with I-N.
I'm still drawing a blank on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you that one. It's information.
Oh, duh.
Facts and figures are information. How about use of machinery in place of human labor?
Mechanization.
That doesn't have may in it.
Yeah.
You have the right idea.
Yeah.
What if I tell you it starts with AU?
Automation.
Automation, is it? Alternative to burial.
Cremation.
Uh-huh. Language that Jesus is believed to have spoken.
Aramaic.
That's right. Astounding.
Astounding.
Astounding. Something that's astounding is...
amazing.
Amazing, is it? And your last one, a demand that might end or else.
An ultimatum.
Ultimatum. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. It was much easier than I was fearing.
How do you feel? You did a great job.
Relief.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And David, which member station do you listen to?
I am a sustaining member of KVLU in Beaumont, Texas.
David Kirkpatrick from Beaumont, Texas. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for hosting it.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, this challenge comes from listener Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. Words starting with a qu sound usually start with the letters QU, as in question, or KW, as in Kwanzaa. What common uncapitalized English word starting with a qu sound contains none of the letters Q, U, K, or W? So once more, what common uncapitalized English word starting with a qu sound contains none of the letters Q, U, K, or W?
If our listeners have the answer, well, you can go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you are the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Adrian.